that's what I want to ask you about. Because when we go to sleep at night, these hills and forests don't disappear. There are still animals in them. So, how can you say we don't know there's a forest there?
You've got a foot in both camps. You're presuming that when we do see the world, when we do perceive the world, it exists. And you're therefore having a difficulty with accepting the possibility that when we don't perceive the world, it ceases to exist. This seems impossible, and you're right. If when we perceive the world exists, then how could that existent world possibly disappear simply on account of the fact that we no longer perceive it? It's an intolerable proposition. It can be resolved like this. Not only does the world, as we normally think of it, exist when it is not perceived, I'm afraid the world as we normally conceive of it doesn't exist when it is perceived. If the world existed as it seems to exist when it is perceived, then it would be inconceivable that simply closing my eyes and the pre-existing world disappears. It cannot be so. However, what you have to see is that your question is based on an assumption. I understand that you're open to these ideas, but underneath these ideas there is still this materialist presumption that the world is the way it seems to be. And as a result, you think this world could not possibly disappear when it is not being perceived. But maybe this world doesn't exist in the way you think it exists when it is being perceived. Maybe this world exists in exactly the same way that the dreamed world exists in a dream. After all, the dreamed world appears to us exactly like this world appears to us. It seems to be solid. It seems to have been here for longer than we seem to have been. But when we wake up in the morning, we realize what appeared to be a solid, independently existing world was simply the activity of my own mind. In other words, the dream character looks through her orange glasses, her finite mind, and she sees, as a result, the activity of the dreamer's mind as the outside world. Could it be that the same thing is happening here? That infinite consciousness is dreaming a world within itself? and simultaneously localizing itself as each of us, and that it views the activity of its own mind through the agency of each of us and sees itself as the world. So there is never really a separate, solid, independently existing physical world out there that exists whether or not we are perceiving it. This is just the activity of consciousness, and the activity of consciousness looks like a world when viewed from the perspective of a separate subject of experience.
From an individual perspective, it all makes sense to me. I just still have trouble with thinking about the world when there aren't people to be conscious of. I've obviously missed something crucial.
No, you haven't missed something, but you're still... reminds me of the story that Shankaracharya used to tell about him. There were two colonies of ants. One of them lived on a mountain made of sugar, and the other lived on a mountain made of salt. And one day, one of the ants that lived on the sugar mountain strayed into the territory of the ants that lived on the salt mountain and explained to them that there is something called sweetness. Ants on the salt mountain just couldn't conceive of the possibility. So the sugar mountain ant invited a delegation of ants from the salt mountain to come to his mountain to taste the sugar. So the ants conferred amongst themselves and they agreed to go, but they thought, We'll be gone for a long time, and what happens if it's not true? What happens if there is no such thing as sugar? We better take some salt with us. So they each tucked a grain of salt into their mouth, and they made, unbeknown to the sugar mountain, and they made the journey to the sugar mountain. They got there, and with great ceremony, they were each presented a grain of sugar to taste. They all tasted it. They conferred amongst themselves and they said, no, this tastes like salt.